Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jiu, Luo Bei.
Long-distance bus stations have reopened. A 72-hour valid PCR test result is required to enter and take a bus. Zhang Yue has more.
At East Long-distance bus station in Pudong, passengers were waiting for a bus heading to Zhoushan City, Zhejiang Province. In addition to virus protocols at other public venues, everyone is required to scan their ticket or ID to enter. The station was closed for 2 months due to the city lockdown.
Passengers are required to scan the venue code of both the bus terminal and the one on the bus after they board. Two routes are available starting today, one heading to Zhoushan City, and the other to Yingshan County in Hubei Province. We will gradually resume other routes depending on the pandemic.
Jiading long-distance bus station now has one bus per day departing to Fugou County in Henan Province.
I haven't had a chance to go back home in the past few months. Today, I am finally able to return home to see my family.
Jiading long-distance bus station said buses to Chongqing will be available starting this weekend. Shanghai Traffic Authority said passengers are required to wear a mask at all times during the trip. Bus station workers will check the disinfection log of each bus to ensure pandemic regulations are being followed. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
This year's radio interview series featuring city officials started yesterday. The director of the Shanghai Commission of Economy was on today and spoke about promotions on car purchase and the city's plans to develop the metaverse sector. Here's Sun Siqi with more.
Following June's national vehicle tax cut, city and district governments as well as individual automakers have launched their own promotions. Director Wu Jingcheng said it's a great opportunity for families interested in buying a new car. For a 200,000 yuan vehicle, they can save between 20 and 40,000 yuan. He said in the near future, people will be able to apply for a new license plate through a fast track in the Sui Shen Ban app and can get their plates in as little as 7 days. In terms of the new energy vehicle industry, Wu said Shanghai produced 420,000 EVs in the first half of this year. That is ranking first among Chinese cities and up 30% year on year. To date, more than 750,000 EVs were sold in Shanghai. Director Wu added that the city is planning to write a new law in Pudong on intelligent vehicle R&D. Full open road tests in Jiading and Lingang could be authorized as early as the end of the year.
Intelligent and new energy vehicles is a new sector in the city's plan for an intelligent economy. Our goal is for annual production volume to exceed 1.2 million EVs and for industry value to reach 350 billion yuan by 2025.
The city also plans to speed up development for other sectors, including carbon reduction, the digital economy, and the metaverse, where the city will not only be focusing on gaming and entertainment.
We have a specific action plan that will push forth the metaverse concept in 15 different sectors, including culture and entertainment, manufacturing, education, and healthcare.
Two metaverse-related industrial parks have already opened. Support policies have been launched for small to medium enterprises specializing in emerging technologies. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
Independence Day celebrations in the United States were marred by a shooting at a parade in the Midwestern city of Highland Park in the state of Illinois yesterday. It left at least 6 people dead and 31 injured. A gunman suspected of causing the carnage was arrested. Sun Siqi has the story.
Gunfire broke out in the city of Highland Park, Illinois, just 10 minutes after the parade began at around 10 a.m. yesterday, and people ran for cover.
I remember hearing shootings and going like, that's, and then reloading, and then again, and people screaming and running. It was just really traumatizing and scary.
5 adults were killed at the scene, as well as a 6th victim who died in a nearby hospital. Police said 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into custody last night after an hours-long manhunt. The suspect is believed to have shot into a crowd of people watching the parade from the rooftop of a nearby shop. The police gave no indication of what the motive for the shootings might have been, and no formal charges have been filed so far.
Said nothing. He had a very smug look. He seemed to be very calm, cool, and collective. And which is just bizarre.
Multiple northern Chicago suburbs canceled their 4th of July events following the mass shooting. U.S. President Joe Biden called for a moment of silence amid Independence Day celebrations. He also highlighted gun safety and unity over division.
Before I left for Europe, I signed a law, the first real gun safety law in 30 years. And things will get better still, but not without more hard work together.
In Pennsylvania, as thousands of people celebrated a concert and fireworks show in Philadelphia, two police officers were shot near the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Both officers were released from hospital after suffering non-life-threatening injuries. 孙思琪，上海 Life。